Good morning. This is Montana Public Radio. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission has extended the public comment period from 30 to 60 days on a proposed elk hunting season. Commission Chairman Dan Vermillion of Livingston says there's the feeling among some that more time is needed for public comment. He also noted that many of the state's conservation groups don't meet in the summer and folks are on vacation and so may not take part in the discussion. The Billings Gazette reports the elk hunting season proposal could allow hunting before and or after the existing archery and rifle seasons to reduce elk populations. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks had requested the 30-day public comment period to provide time to set a late season this December and to aid in setting the 2016 and 2017 hunting seasons. A wildlife group is asking a federal judge to stop domestic sheep grazing that it says is a threat to wildlife on U.S. national forest land in the Gravelly Mountains of southwest Montana. The Gallatin Wildlife Association claims the government's authorization for the Hella family of Dixon to graze almost 8,000 sheep in the area is harming endangered grizzly bears and wild bighorn sheep. Attorney John Meyer said the Bozeman-based group planned to file an injunction request in U.S. District Court today seeking to halt grazing this summer on two of the family's seven grazing allotments. A lawsuit challenging the approval of the allotments was filed last week. Helena lawyer Jim Brown, who represents the Hellas, says the family has cooperated with wildlife officials on bighorn sheep conservation efforts. A Montana Human Rights Bureau investigation has found that the Missoula Marathon discriminated against disabled athletes who wanted to travel the course using hand cycles. The Missoulian reports that investigator Josh Manning submitted his findings to the Bureau last week. He sided with quadriplegic athlete Joe Stone, who claims the marathon's parent company, Run Wild Missoula, discriminated against him when it eventually allowed hand cycles in 2014, but imposed prohibitive restrictions. Run Wild executive director Tony Banovich said in a statement last week the organization acted in good faith by allowing disabled athletes to compete in the 2014 marathon. The next step is conciliation, where each side will attempt to settle the disagreement out of court. If conciliation isn't reached, Stone could file a civil lawsuit. In the last school year, the University of Montana had over 830 international students enrolled. The Missoulian reports that in a time of dipping enrollment at UM, the number of international students hit a record high. And in a time of budget cuts, one of the few new positions UM approved is another recruiter for the Office of International Programs. A 29-year-old man accused of attempted rape says he suffered from panic attacks and depression while waiting for his case to go to trial. Kevin Briggs testified as part of his motion to have the rape case dismissed, arguing that he's not been given a speedy trial. He says he's been attacked by other inmates and tried to kill himself while at the Gallatin County Jail. Briggs is scheduled to go to trial next month. The Flathead County Sheriff's Office says a 15-year-old boy has died in a crash near Hungry Horse during a police pursuit in northern Montana. KECI-TV in Missoula reports authorities identified the youth as Pierce Norman Beach. Deputies say he was driving a car that was being chased by Columbia Falls police early yesterday. Two male occupants of the car were hurt. Montana State University Northern has reinstated its program for aspiring high school teachers and is enrolling students who want to teach high school science and physical education. A moratorium was put on the second education programs in 2013 under then Northern Chancellor James Limbaugh because they graduated an average of 14 students per year. A 30-year-old woman has died after being thrown from a horse in western Montana. Jeremiah Peterson with the Missoula County Sheriff's Office says the woman was riding horses with three other people yesterday evening near Frenchtown when the accident occurred. Peterson says officials are still trying to determine what caused the horse to throw the woman. She was taken to a Missoula hospital where she was pronounced dead. The woman's name was being withheld while family members were notified. The Montana state flag ranked 49th out of 50 in a recent online poll sponsored by a group dedicated to the study of flags. Nebraska's flag placed last in the unscientific survey by the North American Vexillological Association. The Great Falls Tribune reports that the Montana flag dates back to 1898 and became the official state flag in 1905. It's been tweaked since, but has largely remained unchanged. According to the Montana Secretary of State's website, the flag represents the state's history of mining and farming as it features a pick, shovel, and plow. Montana Historical Society spokesman Tom Cook says the history of the state flag is a patriotic and important one. Cook says a state flag stands for something more than a beauty contest. Danielle Winneman of Cutbank has been crowned Miss Montana 2015. The 23-year-old won the title Saturday in Glendive. Winneman's sister, Alexis, was Miss Montana 2012. Danielle wins a $5,000 scholarship and advances to compete in the Miss America pageant in September in Atlantic City, New Jersey. First runner-up was Olivia Dowler of Bozeman. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.